All right, Big Pun, what is up? What is up, Big Pun? 95-70 game knockout tournament. It's back. We gave out three slots yesterday. I know our slot went to Zucci Mane. He's going to be at Chase Center getting up some shots at the knockout tournament. We will give out a keyword sometime between 8 and 8:30. And at some point between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, you're going to hear this sounder. Be the first to call in and give us a keyword, and you will win a spot in the tournament and a chance to shoot hoops on the court at Chase Center. Tournament will be on March 3rd, which is a Monday. Monday, March 3rd. So listen to the 8 o'clock hour, 12 p.m. hour, and 4 p.m. hours. Each show will give away a slot each day for the next 3 weeks. And you have to be 18 and be a California resident. 888-957-9570. We're talking some Warriors here. What do you do here at the deadline? February 6th is approaching rapidly, and the Warriors are trying to gain some traction here in 22 and 23. They got four games left on this nine-game stretch in which they play 8-9 at Chase Center. So far, pretty average. And, you know, they're a game under 500. They got to get rolling here. But how do they get rolling with so many injuries? Do they make a move? Do they trade? What do you do? What are you looking to improve on this roster, Dub Nation?
Like almost everything. I mean, I'm looking over at Big Carter. Big Carter, he's our producer here. He's like the bouncer. Big Carter, how tall are you? 6'7"?
6'8".
Damn. 6'8". Mr. Collin.
I mean, he plays center for the Warriors right
size
now.
Size matters.
They have so many small guys. I mean, it's like GP2 at the 4.
Yeah.
Buddy Hield at the 3.
Yeah.
You know, Pods at the 2. Like, I mean.
You know what I'd like to see more of? And they did it to start the season.
What's that?
And they moved away from it because of the slow starts. But I'd like to go back to Curry at point, Wiggins at the 2. Say Kuminga can't play as 3, so put Moody at the 3 and put Kuminga at the 4.
Yeah, but
and figure out the 5.
Yeah, I'm talking
about
tonight.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, I know the night tonight is. I'm saying
for the Super Bowl 4. Huge monkey.
It's kind of.
It's sabotage.
It's derailed everything. It's derailed a lot, and that's not his fault.
No.
It's his ankle. He landed on somebody's foot. I didn't think it was going to be this long. Well, he's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. That was the alert yesterday from the Golden State Warriors organization, that he'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. So we may not see him until February 21st when the Warriors open up the second half of the season in Sacramento to take on the Kings. There may be that point. That's past the deadline. So at that point, you're just thinking, is Kuminga going to stay or going to match his money? He's a restricted free agent. Now you got that elephant in the room a little bit reared its ugly head. So I'm just looking at lineup combinations. They got to get bigger. They got to get more athletic. That is, I think we're on the same page there.
Yeah.
And how you do that? I don't know how you do that. You may have to wait to the offseason. You may have to wait. You may have to do something drastic at the deadline. I have no idea what Don Levy's going to do. No idea.
I always look at it this way. Like, you know, I understand everybody wants to go all in every season, right? But you also have to have self-awareness of where you're at and kind of just, you know, survey the landscape. And I think that this is a very big draft that's coming up. And most people don't know a lot of the names. And I only pretend to know a couple names, right? I'm faking it just like everybody else. But like, man, this is just, they're not where they need to be, you know? And they're, any combination of some trade, it feels like a Hail Mary at best, right? And so I would try to be a little more pragmatic about this. And your point on the expiring contracts is something I've been kind of hammering out. But you got two multi-year contracts that I think are going to be very difficult to move. And that's, you know, Kyle Anderson and Buddy Hield. So I don't know who or how you staple those deals to. And that's why I keep coming back to someone like Andrew Wiggins or Draymond Green, because those guys are desirable for a contender. And so when you want to get something or unload something, sometimes you have to staple something that is valuable to you, and you have to do a cost analysis. Like, hey, I might really like this player and I'd love to keep that player, but to be able to get something in return, you got to give to get. And man, this is a tough one. I lean more toward I would kind of hollow things out. But I'm not mad at fans that are out here saying, we're really close. The West has one good team. Everything's wide open. Why can't we be the team that makes a big deal? I understand that sentiment. I don't think Jimmy Butler is the answer. I don't think that there's a guy available right now that's going to swing the pendulum for this Warrior team.
You got to ask yourself then. You got to ask yourself if you trade Andrew Wiggins. All right, because I'm not subscribing to that. I'm just gonna play this hypothetical out. You do that. Now you got, here's a conundrum. The Steph Curry timeline. The Steph Curry timeline. If you move said player, Andrew Wiggins, in this equation, and you're getting back draft capital, well, how does that help Steph Curry within the next 2 to 3 years? Or is it about helping Steph Curry? Because now you run the risk of losing a Steph Curry if you say, you know what, we're going to hollow it out. We're going to go get youngsters. You're going to get younger? You're going to go back to the draft? You're going to look to try to get more players in the draft? Well, how does that help you winning in the next 2 to 3 years? And that could be the problem, because youngsters, it usually takes them a couple years to win in the NBA. It's just a fact. You look at all these teams around the league, look how long it took Cleveland kind of turn that corner. They didn't make a move for Donovan Mitchell. Orlando, it's been taking a while to turn that corner. Well, they finally did it, but you take your bumps and bruises for the first couple seasons, and then by that point, Steph may be 38, 39. Then what? Is it about Steph? Is it not about Steph? Is it just about getting ready for the future? Are you thinking about moving Steph? I mean, that, because
the reality is to me that you're not competing for a championship with Steph as your sole number one.
But I have a quicker avenue to winning and playing for something with Andrew Wiggins as opposed to trading Andrew Wiggins.
You've gotten worse 3 years in a row.
You've gotten worse, but that's not Wiggins' fault.
No, I didn't say it was. Right. I'm saying, like, that's the reality worse. Yeah, of
no, your that's
roster.
The reality. That's the reality. But you're not going to get better by trading Andrew Wiggins. You have a quicker avenue of getting better with Andrew Wiggins, in my opinion, than without Andrew Wiggins.
I mean, right now, what are we, the 12th seed?
Well, right now you're 11? The 11th seed. You're the 11th seed, but we're talking about trading your best individual defender.
Okay.
Who is, you know, some of these guys are coming in here. Wiggins is turning off the water. And then you're talking about a guy who's dropping in 17 while defending the top opposing wing player on the other team. Like, you're trading that, which is a valuable asset. You trade that away, number one, who's guarding that player? Number two, who's picking up 17 points per game on this roster? So I like Wiggins where he's at, and I like his contract. That's a contract to try to keep. Because say if Andrew Wiggins opted out this season, I think that guy could get $30 million a year. I really do.
If your avenue is trying to get better, there's only a handful of players that do bring something back like that other teams want. Whether it's a deal for a player or picks down the line. Like, Andrew has to be a part of these discussions to me. I don't know how they get better, infinitely better, without including him either in some sort of trade package to get picks or to get a player. It sucks. I agree with you. Like, he is a useful player, but I also think that you have to, you know, kind of weigh all the options. And with him, you're the 11th seed. With him last year, you lost in the box. With him, you lost in the playoffs to the Lakers.
But it's also context of this 11th seed. You know, when you have guys out and you have 26 different starting lineups, which isn't on him, that is a problem. I get it. You're 11th with him. But I could see other avenues on why you're the 11th seed, and it's not because of Andrew Wiggins. My point is this. You move Andrew Wiggins, I think you signal to the fan base, 888-957-9570, that you are starting over. And how does that translate to ticket sales? How does that translate to revenue? And how does that translate to Stephen Curry by trading a guy like Andrew Wiggins?
You really think his name resonates like that?
With what?
Like with fans in the terms of like...
I think if you trade that guy, Andrew Wiggins, that what we're seeing right now, I think it translates like, yeah, we're going to a full youth movement.
See,
I think it signals that, you know, we're a lot farther away. And when I look at his contract, which is a team-friendly deal, when you consider all the money that's being flying out there, I want to keep... When you talk about Ahmed Thompson, right, having a player like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wiggins, he's not Ahmed Thompson, but damn, he's closer to that than what this draft pick is going to be. You know what I'm saying? I need guys who could be a two-way player.
Yeah, the Rockets would not trade Thompson for Wiggins.
No,
right?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all, Shasky. I'm not even close. What I'm saying is that type of player that you're talking about is what Andrew Wiggins kind of is, a two-way player who can guard at a high level, who can be a three-level scorer, who's shooting 40% from the three-point line. When I look at my problems on the team, I'm saying to myself, well, Wiggins right now isn't my problem.
No. No one's saying he's a problem. What we're saying is you have such few assets. He's one of the few guys that can actually get you something back in return.
But you just said his name's not resonating. So I'm curious to know what you could exactly get back for Andrew
Wiggins. I don't think I've seen one Andrew Wiggins jersey.
I'm saying, what could you trade for Andrew Wiggins?
I don't know. I don't think they have a lot of options. I don't think they have a lot. Their roster's so crummy right now. I don't think there's a lot of guys on their team that nets you anything, whether it's expiring deals, whether it's not expiring deals. Like, that's how low I think of their roster currently.
So if you think that lowly of Andrew Wiggins and the roster, I don't think you're going to get much back by that premise. So now you're just trading just to trade.
No, I'm not trading. I'm trading so that I don't have the 15th pick. I'm trading so that I'm either in for the run that we're in right now, or I am in for the lottery and I'm trying to win the draft.
So to get into the lottery, right?
We're talking about, You want to get into the top five.
All right. So you want to get into the top five. So if you want to get into the top five, we're talking about trading with teams like New Orleans, Utah, Portland, Washington, Charlotte, Brooklyn, Toronto. Are those teams realistically giving you their lottery pick for Andrew Wiggins?
It doesn't have to be those teams, because you can also acquire a first-round pick and then use those to try to move up. Now, again, I'm throwing out scenarios. Right.
But then this draft is so stacked. What team is going to trade their top five, top seven pick for any of the assets on this team?
B, you got to try. Like, doing what they're doing right now is not good enough.
I'm sure they're trying. I'm sure they're trying. But looking at this rationally, what exactly are you going to be able to trade to get into the top seven of the lottery?
But if we're going
to
be this team ain't going nowhere where they're at right now.
But yeah, I'm looking for solutions, though. I'm with you. I don't disagree with that. Right now, they're a mediocre team. They're 500. They're 500. There's no getting around that. 22 and 23. But if we're talking about trading some of these assets that nobody thinks is good anyway, and you think you're getting to a top seven pick, then that's wishful thinking. That's wishing upon a fairy tale.
No. You're hoping that your own pick falls into that top five, top six, because the way that the numbers work.
So you just want to bottom out and just start losing games.
I just think that's their quickest path. I think that's like, if Kuminga's not coming back for 3-4 weeks.
Well, he's reevaluated at 2, so he may be back at 3. We'll see.
You said the 21st is.
Well, I'm saying that he may not be back until the 21st, and that's because of the All-Star break.
I mean,
he could be back sooner, but he's reevaluated.
Draymond's touch and go. You know, you're not going to play Steph on most back-to-backs. Like, you just got to build out the rest of the season. And if you look at it pretty logically, like, they're fighting an uphill battle here. They're going to be probably in the box.
So let me ask the fan base then. The fan base, 888-957-9570. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Are you willing to trade to bottom out to get a better draft pick right now? Is that your plan, Warrior fans? Is that what you want to see happen? Is that going to fly with you to rebuild like that and lose a bunch of games? I'm not sure Joe Lacob's going to subscribe to that. I'm not sure Steve Kerr wants to subscribe to that. And then what about Stephen Curry? Is he on board with the plan like that? I don't know. Let's go to one of my favorites out in Antioch. I thought I put him in Alcatraz, but, you know, he found his way through. It's Cameron and Antioch.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, Cameron?
I think we should definitely not just tank out and just go for the bottom. I believe we could get rid of these expiring contracts. There's plenty of teams that will want that at the moment, and we can either get picks or a good player with size that can help our team out. And we definitely need to make some trades, because we need to downsize this roster so Quentin Post can play in the playoffs. We need him. We definitely would need him in the playoffs. I know we can do this. I know we got a chance at a run. If we get Steph Curry, even a second scorer or a third scorer, just like when Buddy scores 18 points, we're undefeated. It's not over. It looks like it's over, but it's not over. We said, well, not we, but most people said the same thing in 21. We have a chance. Steph Curry has a chance. Yes, he looks like this because he's doing it all by himself. He has no help on most nights. Yes, we are a small team. We can get bigger. There's things we can do small. We do not have to tank out and ruin Steph Curry's last years. We owe it to him no matter what. And the 31, first round pick at 31, that's like a 10th, like a fifth grader or something right now. We can use that pick. We can make picks protected. We can do things on the margins. And like how you guys said, like GP2 at the four, Wiggins at the four. I don't want to trade Wiggins, but we can trade these other players on expiring contracts. We can bring them back the next year. We can bring Lee back. I don't know if we want to bring anybody else back, but we need to use these expiring contracts, get better, get Steph some help, and hopefully Kuminga comes back when he can.
All right, Cam. Let's end the call while we're on a good note. We don't want to.
We never say, know is he going to cry? Is that what you asked me, Spinotti?
He sounded like, no, he's getting like choked up there at the end.
Yeah, he said it's not over. It's not over. He's hanging out for dear life.
Trades are hard.
You know, Spotrac does try to do a good job of kind of projecting where the cap's going to be next year. Like, they're over the cap already for next year. Yeah. They have to have all those expiring deals come off their books at some point. So if you have those expiring deals and you bring something on, someone's got to go, whether that's Kuminga, because you won't be able to afford him, whether that's Kuminga
or
Wiggins
gone.
Or Draymond, like one of the expensive players would have to go.
Listen, we may get into a point where it gets blown up. It may just be there. We'll see what happens. We may just be there because being in the middle of the NBA is not it. You don't want to be in the box. You don't want to be 11th. You need to be in the top six or you need to be in the bottom six. That's the way the NBA works. If you want a good player, great player, you got to be the top five of the lottery to try to get a draft pick. And hell, that's not even a guarantee. Hell, we all know that around these parts, right? James Wiseman on line one, number two overall pick. So it doesn't always work out. Trey Lance with the 49ers, Joey Bart with the Giants. They're all gone. They're all with a new team. So having a draft pick is not a guarantee. But what do you do here if you're Mike Dudley? Again, we're getting closer and closer to the deadline. What direction do you want to see the Warriors go into? Let's go to Jimmy in the Bayview. Jimmy, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is a great topic. You know, as you said, Mark Cuban said, you know, the worst place is to be in the middle. Mm. The Warriors are power ranked like 20th, maybe 19th. And Steph Curry is signed, you know, for a third year out. So I think a mini rebuilding plan for that third year is, you know, play for that 1 year. And right now that might be like Shasky said, getting rid of Wiggins, he's your best asset right now. You could get a better draft pick. You could relieve some cap space, and you could get some time for some of these young guys that are looking promising. So it kind of makes sense, even though it's a step backwards. But it's either a quick rebuild, or you go in and trade everybody for veterans. So I don't know what the answer is. What do you think?
Well, like Giants mode, as I call it, like, you know, standing pat, status quo, and kind of being in the middle. Man, it wears on everyone. It wears on the fan base. It wears on the players. It's a frustrating watch. And I just look at it from a consumer standpoint. Some of the most fun games this year have been fueled by the young guys. Now, of course, there was Steph Curry. You know, the game against Clay was an all-timer. I mean, I'm going to remember that one for a long, long time, right? It was just such a memorable game. And I'm not here like diminishing Steph or trying to push them out there. It's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying, like, the rest of the roster, I've had more fun watching the young guys play than a lot of the vets.
Right.
Outside of Steph. And that's just being, I'm just being a fan.
I got a super chat, guys, courtesy of.
I was going to read that.
No, go ahead. Apologies.
I think you threw a shot at me, so now I don't want to read it.
Oh, okay. So I'll read it then. Atco Pest Control, shout out to Rat on the Table, obviously. Why do y'all keep saying we want Butler? I don't think you guys have said that. No, we don't. We want Cam Johnson or Kobe White and Vooch or Zach LaVine. We don't want to trade Wiggs. Trade Draymond Green.
Well, I haven't mentioned Jimmy Butler's name in like 3 weeks. I haven't wanted Jimmy Butler at all from day one. So I don't know where he got that one from. So anyway, now trading Draymond Green. Sure, that's going to have to come from Steph. If that's the avenue you want to go in. Now, Draymond's day-to-day now with the right calf. You know, everybody says, you know, we go through this all the time. We say, trade this player. He stinks. We know he's not any good. What do you expect to get from the player if you do trade him? What do you actually expect to get?
I think that's kind of baked into my Wiggins. Right. Again, I'm just throwing the Wiggins thing out there. I do think Wiggins is good. Right. And that's why like I'm looking at the Browns right now in football, and I'll give you is Myles Garrett a good player? Yeah, he's freaking awesome. But where the Cleveland Browns right. are at right now, it doesn't really align with like where Myles Garrett's at in his career, and he can get them something back. Now, I'm not in the business of surrendering Myles Garrett because he's that good. I mean, he's so good, and he's better in his sport right. than what Wiggins is in his. But I understand the philosophy of, look, man, we're completely resetting this. We've got like $80 million in dead money and maybe more in Deshaun Watson. Right. Let's get a bunch of picks and let's kind of like reset the Ducks. The difference is they don't have Steph Curry.
Exactly.
But I would say to you this, B. I would say this to you.
And they haven't even come close to sniffing playoff appearances.
But I think all of these conversations, like of movement in one direction or the other, either all in or kind of like resetting it, it's all baked into like, I'm assuming they're having dialogue with Curry and he's co-signing on whatever they do. I'm not saying Steph's putting his thumb on the scale on every move, but I do think they're running things by him. I think he has veto power. And I just look at his body language and it looks like he understands like this ain't it.
No. Yeah. It's not it. It's not it right now for the Golden State Warriors. So if you do make that move, like here's the deal. You trade Andrew Wiggins on this team, then you're going to lose a lot of basketball games that you're already losing, right? You're 22 and 23 after the 12-3 start. So that means you're what? 10 and 20 in the last 30? Not good. 10 games under 500. But if you get healthy, there's still a fan like Cam and Antioch, and there's a lot more optimistic fans like that who believe that what you get can be good back. You start rolling again. Now, that's a long wait. That's a long, long wait because you're going on the road before the playoffs. Great. The Browns were in the playoffs once. What had been Browns been in the playoffs twice in 20 years? Cleveland Browns, you guys have stunk.
Twice in the last five, definitely.
Twice in the last five.
Joe Flacco.
Three times in the last 30. How many playoff appearances since their existence back in the early 2000s?
I'm going to say four games they played.
The Kelly Holcomb game where they lost to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The Baker Mayfield game at yes. Arrowhead. They beat the Steelers.
And then
what else?
And then lost the Joe Flacco game last year.
Oh, yeah, they lost to Houston. So they've been to four playoff games in 25 years.
But I guess the point that I was trying to make is that, like, not all trades are, I'm dumping you because you stink. Some of them are like, this isn't our moment.
I just wonder, you know, hypothetically, because I'm not in the business of trading Andrew Wiggins. I think I'd go a different avenue. I'll try to make this roster better by keeping Andrew Wiggins. But I do wonder what that market would be and what kind of pick would you get for that. And if that pick is not a top 12, top 10 pick, boy, that's a tough trade.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's also you might slide into that top 5, top 6.
You might. You're crossing your fingers.
If you just look at the numbers, like the team with the worst record does not get the number 1 pick.
Yeah, no doubt. But that's a miracle. That would be a miracle for the Warriors to end up in the top 5. And Baldy's going to join us at 7:30, by the way. Brian Baldinger, talking about the championship games.
Crack, crack, crack.
The Warriors. That's all coming up, brought to you by Chilled Autobody.
Have you been in a car?